It's episode 392, and I've got plugins for CMS management, site security, site backups, Gutenberg blocks, and classic press options. All coming up on WordPress plugins from A to Z.
WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 80,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join us for a weekly, unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins from A to Z.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. Coming to you direct from the Brewery Overlook in beautiful Victoria, British Columbia, Canada, I'm John Overall. And I have the usual great show for you today, but of course, right off the top, don't forget you can get all the show notes over at WPPlugins.com. And if you got a couple of minutes, greatly appreciate your time over at Stitcher Radio, Google Play, and in the iTunes Store, leaving us a review for the show. Also, take a few moments here, subscribe to the YouTube channel, hit the notification bell so you get notifications on when we go live and notifications on when new videos are uploaded. Also, take a couple of minutes out and follow us on Twitter at WP Plugins A to Z. You can join us on our Facebook page, or you can subscribe to our newsletter, which goes out every Friday with additional news and information that is not covered in the show, or even on the new Saturday evening wrap-up show. All right, and with that all done, let's take it and jump right into the meat and potatoes of the show. All right, and first off, as I've been doing, and to start off with, I've got a couple of plugins that I have yet to use, but thought you might be might want to know about them and know that they exist and they may be of interest to you. These are plugins that are submitted to me by developers, and sometimes I manage to get in and test them, but many times I'm not able to test them for various reasons. Either they don't fit the projects I'm working on, or it's not something I have time to test, but I've accumulated such a backlog of these things, I want people to know they exist. So now what I'm doing is I'm bringing to you every week a couple of them, give you my opinions and ratings on them based upon what they show in their descriptions, their demo sites that they have available, etc., etc. Right, with that being done, let's move on to the first plugin. The first one I've got for you is Groundhog. Now, this one here, I found it in my list, but it turns out that it had been reviewed way back in episode 381, but that was when Marcus was with me and he was the one that did the review. So I checked this plugin out. Groundhog is a plugin that provides essential tools for your content or client management system. It allows you to create emails, contact information, et cetera, to help you keep in touch with your clients, send out marketing emails, manage your content, contacts, automate follow-up, send the emails, and more without leaving the comfort of your WordPress dashboard. So this is something you can do all within your WordPress dashboard. The plugin is free, except for it does have some additional items for add-ons. The initial content system looks to be pretty decently full and you can do a lot with it. But if you want to integrate it into WooCommerce, EG Digital Downloads, WP Forms, Gravity Forms, Contract Signing, Advanced Form Builder, and a few other items, you will need to go get the premium version of the plugin. And if you don't already have a client management system, this might just be what you're looking for. Go check it out. It's called Groundhog, and I give it a 4 dragon rating. And also, drop into episode 381 and check out the review that was done on this plugin. Next up, I have another plugin. This one was sent in to us by Aksat Choultari. I'm getting better. I really am. It's called Mail Care Security Solutions, or Malcare. Sorry, I'm seeing an I where I should be seeing an L. So Malcare. So it's a malware anti-malware plugin. It helps you deal with viruses and spam and other issues on your website. It's got a scanner that goes through and scans your site. They do have ways to help you fix your hacked websites. Again, I haven't tested this one, so it does look interesting. It looks like something that may be of value to people. They have one-click automatic malware removal features. The plugin comes with a login protection feature that helps protect the login page against brute force attacks. They make it easy for users to take to do site hardening measures on their website. And it comes with integrated with a complete website management module that ensures you can update your plugins, themes, and even WordPress core from the Malcare dashboard. So it may or may not be of value, but it does look like an interesting one. If you have not settled on a anti-malware plugin for your site, you might want to go check this one out. And it's called Malcare, and I give it a 3 dragon rating. All right. This podcast currently brought to you by...
Take the work and worry out of maintaining and caring for your WordPress website. JohnOverall.com has 20 plus years experience and offers hosting, maintenance programs, emergency support, and more to keep your site up to date and running smoothly. We offer free estimates and only bill you for the time used, not by the block. While you're caring for your business, let JohnOverall.com care for your website. Think of us when you think of WordPress. Visit JohnOverall.com.
Absolutely. Think of me for all your WordPress needs, especially hosting. And if you're tired of poor performing hosting, come visit johnoverall.com for exclusive fast WordPress hosting. And contests. We do actually have a contest up. And I forgot to get it in my show notes, but I can just pull it up off of the website. We have a contest now that is running from now till the end of February, where we are giving away a WooCommerce Product Feed Manager license. It is a way for you to increase your WooCommerce store sales potentially by easily generating product feeds and uploading your products in the major merchant shops such as Google Merchant Center, Facebook Dynamic Ads, Amazon, etc. What it does is it allows you to connect to all these different merchants with your WooCommerce store, upload your products there, and help and maintain and update that stuff. It looks to be a very excellent plugin if you're looking to expand your WooCommerce store outside of just your website into all these other merchant areas. So this is a really nice license that we're giving away. And it's a one-year license to the WooCommerce Product Feed Manager. So go check it out. And go check out the contest at wppluginsatoz.com/contest, where all you got to do is enter your name, email address, enter for the contest. And it is live and running. The next plugin I have for you is one to help you with backups of your website. This is WP Time Capsule. And WP Time Capsule is a plugin that will really help you with backups. It's a little bit different than most of the other backup plugins. Most other backup plugins out there do a zip file, allow you to upload it to your cloud places such as Dropbox or Amazon, etc. But it's always a zip file, it's always a complete backup. And if you're on a shared hosting environment, one of the cheaper hosting services, definitely not with johnoverall.com, But doing those can use a lot of resources and get your site limited for periods of time. So what this one does for you is it makes a full backup, but it doesn't zip up all the files. It downloads all the files intact, and it ships them off to your Dropbox, your Amazon S3, Wasabi, Google Drive, wherever you want to send it. And then once it makes that first initial backup, it does incremental backups on both your files and your database, meaning that it only updates the files that have changed since the last time it made the backup. And you can set it to do this on whatever schedule you'd like. Have it do it daily if you make daily updates to your website. Have it do it weekly if you only make weekly updates to your website. But do it. Make sure you're making backups of your WordPress website. I can't count the number of times my clients have been saved simply by the fact that I make regular backups of their website, and something went wrong and it wasn't even necessarily a hack. It could just be an update that's gone bad, or it could be something broke in the server and corrupted files. Any number of things can happen. So make sure you've always got good backups. Check out this plugin. It's called WP Time Capsule, and I give it a 4 Dragon rating. Hey, listener feedback. I do love listener feedback, and please, people, give me some listener feedback. Would love to have some here. All you got to do is go to the website, go to the bottom right-hand corner, click on leave a message, and leave me a SpeakPipe message there. If you don't want to record yourself, simply send an email to John at wppro.ca or hit us up on the contact page at wppluginsaz.com and leave your comments there. You could also pop over to our Facebook page, leave your comments there, do get to them. Also, via Twitter. Direct message me at Twitter or at message me at Twitter, and I will get your questions brought to the show. So look forward to your questions, and I look forward to answering them. Think of it as getting free advice from a very expensive professional. This show, value for value model, meaning if you get any value out of it, please give some value back. And in that vein, we'd like to acknowledge those who have supported the show in the past. All donations $50 and over, their note is read out and published here. This week, I would like to acknowledge and say thank you to all of those who have made small donations in the past week, in the past month, and to Patreon donors, etc. Thank you very much. Your small donations really help out the show. They help pay for things such as transcripts, server bandwidth, etc. None of the money from donations has ever made it into my pocket. It's always gone out to pay for expenses. So a big thank you to everyone out there. And if you would like to support the show, simply go to wppluginsaz.com/donate and fill out the form, select your donation amount, and off you go. Donate straight to PayPal. And every little bit is definitely appreciated. And the final plugin I've got for you here today is called is a Gutenberg plugin. This is called Gutenberg Design Library. And with Gutenberg here, unfortunately, we all have to deal with it now. If we're going to stay in the WordPress environment, you just can't escape it. I imagine it may eventually get better and more usable. This one here is what is the first of what I see as a major future for WordPress. And I predicted this with the rise of the freemium plugins. I'm kind of predicting the same thing here, although I've heard the predictions also from others. But what it is going to be the custom blocks. And this is a first set of custom design blocks. And what they are is blocks for your Gutenberg site that you go in, you click a button, it inserts the block in their particular design format, already laid out with all the information, all the columns, everything you need. And then all you do is go in and customize and change the content based upon that layout. This saves you having to go through the time to create your layouts in this manner here and saves you a bit of grief. And these are going to be becoming more and more prominent. And the blocks are going to become fancier and fancier as time goes on. And there's going to be a few more new companies evolving around creating customized Gutenberg blocks. And they're going to create some pretty unique blocks as it goes along. So this plugin here, it worked fairly well. I liked it. The designs were kind of meh. Initially, when you set it up, this one here is a freemium model, actually. You set it up, you got to click a button to say download 50 template designs. You download your 50 template designs. Now, you go to their website, you can sign up for their newsletter where you can get an additional 50. And I don't remember the price on it now, but if you want even more, they've got thousands of other designs, they say. And you can download the other thousands of other designs by paying their annual subscription fee for it. So this is something you may want to look at, especially if you're getting heavily into Gutenberg. So all in all, a pretty average plugin, nothing super special about it. It did do what it's supposed to do. I give it a 3 Dragon rating. Go check it out. It's the Gutenberg Design Library. And finally, as promised, each and every episode now has classic press options. And this is a segment that will stay for a while, I think, because I have to live in the classic press world too, because as I've mentioned a few times, I have a client who requires classic press based upon what Gutenberg done, and it just won't work. Gutenberg will not work with their site. We've already tried. We can't get 5.0 to work with the customizations we have, and it's too expensive of a website to completely rebuild at this point in time. So we're going to be going to Classic Press. So I'm testing out plugins to make sure, and I'm going to be testing the plugins used on that site. And this one here is a staple, one that I use across many sites also. This is the events calendar from Modern Tribe, and it is a really excellent events calendar. It wasn't my favorite for a long time. I think for like 2 or 3 years, I didn't like it, and I used another events calendar, but that other events calendar went down some really odd paths for their calendar and destroyed what was a perfectly functioning, better than the events calendar, and just they killed themselves by trying to get too fancy. The events calendar stayed simple. They've gotten better. Their design has gotten better and their usability has gotten better. So I've been using it for the last couple 3 years. Excellent plugin. It works well in Classic Press. The particular theme I'm working with, I had run into some CSS issues with it. It's just breaking a few things. I wasn't sure if it was the theme, Classic Press, or the calendar yet. We just hadn't got into figuring that out, but the calendar works and it works well the way it's supposed to. So go check it out. If you're going to Classic Press, the events calendar is going to work there for you. Plus, there's also a link that'll take you off to Classic Press where they have the listing of all the plugins there. And currently, virtually every plugin will work, but it's good to test them. Anyway, go check this out. It's the events calendar, and I give it a 5 dragon rating. All right, well, that closes out the plugins I've got for today. And I covered up Groundhog, which I gave a 4 to, the Malcare Security Solutions, which I gave a 3 to, and the WP Time Capsule, which I gave a 4 to, and the Classic Press option, which is the WP Time Capsule, the Gutenberg Design Library, which I gave a 3 to, and then the Classic Press option, which is the Events Calendar, which I gave a 5 to. Just stumbling all over everything here today. All right, and a reminder about the meetups. We do have another meetup. If you missed the January 22nd meetup, which was a couple of days ago, you can catch it live or catch the stream recording on our YouTube channel where we recorded the event where I gave my thoughts about Gutenberg, the future of WordPress, and Jacob Burma came in and he spoke about life as a WordPress freelancer. A couple of very great presentations. They were lots of fun. It was well attended. We had probably about 20 people there, which was really quite nice. So come check it out. Come check out our next one, which is in February. And you can sign up for it on our WordPress, our meetup page. Just go to wppluginsa-z.com/meetup, and it'll take you directly there to our meetup page. And February 20th is the next meetup, and the presentations have yet to be set. Okay, and be sure to check out and subscribe to this channel. We'd greatly appreciate it. And one more reminder to developers, if you would like to support the show, offer up a premium license to give away for contests, please go to wppluginsa-z.com/plugincontest to submit all the details for that. And if you want to suggest a plugin for review, just go to the plugin suggest a plugin for review at plugin review. And we will take them all. That's pretty much everything I've got for you. So we'll let my girl take us out of here.
Reminders for the show. All the show notes can be found at wppluginsa-z.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the Friday newsletter for more useful information delivered directly to your inbox. WP Plugins A to Z is a show that offers honest and unbiased reviews of plugins created by developers because you support the show. Help keep the show honest and unbiased by going to wppluginsa-z.com/donate and set the donation level that fits your budget. Help us make the show better for you by subscribing and reviewing the show at Stitcher Radio, Google Play, and in the iTunes Store. You can also watch the show live on YouTube, check out the screencasts and training videos, and remember to subscribe and hit the bell to get notifications of all new videos. Also, follow the show on Twitter at WP Plugins A to Z. John can be reached at his website at johnoverall.com or send him an email, john@wppro.ca. Thanks for joining us and have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today. Heheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheh